This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because that socialist you elected is your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can listen live, watch live on the website if you want, joemessina.com. Also, a live chat room there with people much smarter than I am to have conversations with and to discuss some of the issues that we're discussing, maybe even more in-depth at times, and I very much appreciate them and what they do. They're up on the website, MyPillow.com. That's right. Here we go again, right? MyPillow.com. I'm telling you, it's a great place to go. Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and don't blow it again. Come on, some of you blew it at Christmas. You thought you were going to order late, and stuff was going to get there on time, blah, 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 blah. No, 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 it doesn't work that way. Right? So head over to MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. You'll save anywhere from 30 to 70% on whatever it is you want to buy for your honey. And seriously, in all seriousness, right? Why don't you, why don't you make sure, find out what she wants. Slippers, bathroom, and then don't be a dope. It's the only thing you buy for her. And, you know, this is going to be the worst holiday of all. First off, all right, let me get away from MyPillow for a second. Is it the only day you celebrate your loved one? Is it the only day you think you should buy something for your loved one? If you really care about somebody, you know, flowers all year round. Not every day. Not even, you know, I mean, you give flowers for her when you really think about getting them for her or want to. You know, all kinds of stuff you can do for her that has absolutely nothing to do with Valentine's Day. It's almost like you're forced to recognize her one day, and I realize it goes both ways, but recognize her on that one day of the year. And I don't know how you do that. I have no idea. Craziness. Right? So honor her all year round. Doesn't hurt. More than just a date. I take her for a special dinner somewhere. Buy her flowers. Show up once in a while. I mean, you know, you see that her bathrobe's falling apart or whatever, and she says she's comfortable in it. And buy her one. What's the big whoop? She doesn't have to throw the old one away. She can start getting used to the new one. I mean, seriously, MyPillow.com, that simple, promo code Joe, that's even simpler, not some kind of weird mesh of letters, promo code Joe, you'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%, do some window shopping, check out the product. All right, New York is expanding its legal definition of rape to include just many forms of non-consensual sex, but what does that actually mean? You know, California tried to do that. You need a definite definition of any of these things because we can't keep our hands on them anymore. Right? We can't figure it out anymore. New York will expand its legal definition of rape to include various forms of non-consensual sexual conduct. Now, Governor Kathy Hochul is pushing this bill. The state's current limitation definition was a factor in writing E. Jean Carroll's sexual abuse and defamation case against former President Donald Trump. The jury in the federal civil trial rejected the writer's claim last May that Trump had raped her in the 1990s. That's very, this is a big deal because people are running around saying that Trump was convicted of rape. It's not true. Now, that'll go down in the history books. You know that because everybody's speaking in that light. It's a lie. They know it's a lie. The current law defines rape as penetration by male parts into a woman's parts. The new law broadens the definition to include consensual other parts and any kind of contact with those other parts. Now, it highlighted Carroll's case at the bill signing ceremony in Albany. The Democrat governor said the new definition will make it easier for rape victims to bring cases forward to prosecute perpetrators. Now, here's the problem. The problem with this kind of thing is, how do you prove it's non-consensual? No, really, seriously. Is this dangerous? Are we passing into that dangerous area? And I say that because, you know, they're talking about, you know, oral and other kinds of sex. And it's kind of like, okay, what you, so later on you decide, wow, you know, I didn't mean to do that. I was drunk or I was excited in the moment and what you need to be very definite in what you're saying here. Now, Hochul said that rape is very difficult to prosecute. Physical technicality confuse jurors, humiliate survivors, create a legal gray area that defendants exploit. In Carroll's case against Trump, which stemmed from an encounter at the Manhattan luxury department store, the judge later said the jury decision was based on the narrow technical meaning of rape. Right? And I would need to hear more from them. Right? And here's the problem. They're so focused on her testimony, Trump wasn't able to put up any kind of defense. And you don't even have to call him Trump, because I know that makes some of you crazy. Smith was not able to put up any kind of defense. That's wrong. Various states define rape in different ways. Every state criminalizes oral and other kinds of sex contact as non-consensual. But again, the thing that scares me, what's non-consensual? We've seen the lives of young teenage boys ruined in colleges, right? Why? Come on. The Duke University situation, found out later on it was all a farce. It wasn't real. It wasn't true. You've got to be very careful in these areas. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
All right, now we are. We are back. Joe Mazzini, host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Road Show, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, we'll be part of the conversation. I always do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I mean that sincerely. You know, you get involved, whether we're on the same page or not, is a whole different animal. But as long as you're, respectful and you get it and you want to hit me with fact, not your truth, but fact, then I'm okay with the conversation. All right, let's bring them on. We've got Dave from San Francisco on the line with me. Dave, thanks for calling.
Yeah, Joe, I'm surprised you're so soft on crime.
Yeah, of course I am.
The issue of rape in the specific E. Jean Carroll case, she said, E. Jean Carroll said that whatever was put into her was so small she couldn't prove it was his cock, and if it
language you're going to use here, and the inference about how small he is. Oh, come on. Why don't you have another drink, Jabe, and call me back when you sober up? All right. Thank you. Do not put him back on. All right. He knows better. I haven't used language like that on the show. I don't expect anybody else to. All right. Here we go. Anyway, back to the soft on crime. I love it. Anyway, you know, it's funny how we discount all of this. You know, Joey B's been accused of so many of these, sexual type of scenarios with women and nothing. Absolutely nothing. Those women didn't deserve to be hurt. I could do a whole rant on those. Okay. It's just amazing. Anyway, it is a two-tiered system. If you want to line up how many times Clinton, Obama, well, not Obama, I'll give him credit, but at least Clinton and Joe Biden, their sexual escapades, nothing. Nothing. Hillary Clinton actually, what'd she call the women that went after, that were with, what's his name? They called them, sluts? Right? I mean, it's amazing to me how they get away with this. It's infuriating. And it's not right. And you on the left who claim to care about the women, but that whole Me Too movement, remember that? Why aren't you all over this? Why is it okay to get all over Trump and again, see, non-substantiated? He said he didn't know her. Where was the proof? There were so many things missing from that testimony from her. But we have to believe her, right? I mean, it's nuts. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the conversation. All right. And the reason I bring this up, too, is because, again, remember, how many young lives have been ruined simply by accusations? Look at what went on with Kavanaugh. Look at the actual fact. Forget your political leanings. Forget how much you hate him, hate Republicans, hate conservatives. Maybe the hate is blinding you more than you think. And no, you know, and again, if look, I got two daughters. Somebody forces themselves on either one of them, they won't have to worry about the law. We'll leave it at that and move on. All right? But somebody, and again, I would say the same thing to my own daughter. If she claimed that she was unwillingly touched, you think I would just go out and do whatever? Talk to me. Tell me. Discuss with me how you were unfairly or unwantingly touched. You have to have proof. You have to be able to have some fact. You will ruin somebody's life over it, especially over rape. I mean, we could go over case after case after case where after somebody was convicted by rape or about rape, the woman came forward later on, maybe a couple of years later, and said, you know, I was wrong. Right? Just seriously. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. Watch your mouth when you come on the show. You know, we do have a dump button, but we shouldn't have to use it. You guys know better. I don't talk like that. I don't expect you to. I clean it up as best I can. Helping the homeless get you a truck. Well, if you're a church, it will anyway. All right, city officials say the church is violating zoning codes by providing food and shelter. This is what Christian communities are doing across the country. Now, they're not violating any zoning codes by allowing the 10 people to sleep on the streets in L.A., shoot up, crap in the streets. No zoning code problems there, right? And then on top of all of that, you're bringing them into schools. You're letting them sleep in schools, eat it, all of that stuff. Yeah, that's okay too, I guess. I mean, we go down a list of places that they've allowed these people to go. Forget the zoning codes. You put them on planes without knowing whether they're vaxxed or not, without knowing who they are. That's okay too. But now the church steps in. They want to give these people food, shelter, probably talk to them about Jesus, which makes them nuts. And if they don't respond in help, like we've seen in national disasters, all of a sudden the church is bad. The Christians are bad people. So they don't really want you to win. They don't really care what you do or don't do. They just want to, this is why I say to you, too bad, deal with it. Get in front of a judge. Let the judge tell you how wrong you are as you're feeding people. We just heard from Sotomayor yesterday. I did that story. When she started talking about feelings as opposed to law. She's a Supreme Court justice. Your feelings don't matter. The law's not devoid of compassion, but it is devoid of quote-unquote feelings. You have the hardcore criminal that steals stuff because they want more money for whatever reason. They want more things or what have you. And then you have the guy or the mom that steals something, doing everything they can to take care of their kids, and they steal food for their kids. Now you have a compassionate moment. Did they break the law? Yes. Can they be convicted of the law? Yes. Maybe they shouldn't pay any fines or do any jail time. Right? Because there's a reason behind it. Much different than me wanting a bigger TV screen for my wall. Now, church leaders say that they're responding to the nation's housing crisis, which has gotten worse. It's spiraled out of control. You know, remember, Samaritan's Purse was thrown out of New York. Why? Because their belief system, even though they were the only ones there, trying to help the people going through the COVID-19. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden will be present at the dignified transfer of the soldiers who lost their lives in a drone attack in Jordan. John Kirby, national security spokesman, informed reporters that Biden has spoken with the families of three fallen service members Tuesday. Kirby noted that the president conveyed the nation's pride in their service. House Speaker Mike Johnson refutes allegations that his resistance to the bipartisan border deal emerging in the Senate is motivated by a desire to help Donald Trump's presidential campaign.
But that's absurd. We have a responsibility here to do our duty. Our duty is to do right by the American people, to protect the people. The first and most important job of the federal government is to protect its citizens. We're not doing that under President Biden.
Johnson said the deal under negotiation is inadequate. Unexpectedly, recent data showing an increase in the number of job openings in the U.S. According to the Labor Department's report on Tuesday, there were 9 million job openings in December. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Don't you love bass line? I love a good bass line. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look at this. I got the Joe Messina coffee mug. I don't know, can't get on that. I do my best. Anyway, bottom line is, you want one of these? They come in black. They come in white. They were up on the website. Somebody said they couldn't find them up there anymore. If you can't find them, just send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Tell me you want a black one or a white one, whatever makes you happy. And we'll see what we can do for you. Seriously. All right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Anyhow, we were talking about the churches feeding the homeless, putting them up, taking care of them, allowing them to take showers. I mean, honest. And now the cities are coming to get them. Right, the cities are wanting to find them. They want them to stop. This almost sounds like Joe Biden, you know. Let's shore up the borders so we stop the drugs from coming in. No, you can't do that. That's our job. We'll do it when we get to it. The same thing here. They're feeding homeless people. My God, what's wrong with this? Look, I'm not a big fan of doing it this way. But if they've got the people together, if they've got the volunteers, I mean, or is it just a mere fact that it's a church? It's God-believing people stepping forward to do this. Is that what the problem is? Anyway, I mean, I just find this amazing. They'd rather shove them, what, in a school somewhere and see what happens? Harvard researchers last week said in 2023, the U.S. homeless population swelled to nearly 600,000, over half a million people. This is the greatest number since federal officials began their current method of tracking in 2007. But listen, it's not Joe Biden's fault. It's Trump's fault. Don't you know that? God, get it straight. Religiously, they say that they have a moral duty to help these low-income Americans, just as their churches are facing more barriers from city officials I mean, law enforcement across the country is sweeping away more tent encampments. Now they're calling them unhoused people. I'm sorry. How about we use the proper verbiage, right? They're homeless people. And again, if the churches are willing to help them out and the congregants are on board with it, then do it. What's the problem? You know, you're very much damned if you do and damned if you don't, said Eric Tarz, legal director of the National Homeless Law Center. He said that those in need should trump any local zoning ordinance. Well, don't totally agree with him. It's one of the things I've always said. I said it to my kids. I told you that earlier. I said it to people around me. You don't break the law just to break the law because you don't agree with the law. You break the law, right, and you face the penalties and consequences. Fight the law. If you don't think it's right, get a group of people together, get an attorney to take it on, and fight the law. That's the right way to do it. You know, in Ohio this month, a pastor filed a federal lawsuit against the city of Bryan in the state's northwest corner after officials threatened to shut his church down for housing a handful of people in violation of zoning rules. In Bryan, there are two sides of the tracks, Pastor Christabel told USA Today. He explained how his church, Dad's Place, sits in the at the intersection of the east side of town. Now, it's much less developed than the west side of town. He was given a notice to appear in court on more than a dozen criminal charges, including lacking a proper kitchen, laundry facilities, having unsafe exits, and using improper ventilation. It's all about, you know, they want him shut down, don't they? He said people can't eat, sleep, or wash their clothes in the church in the church's district, which is zoned for commercial use. Now, I will say one thing, because I've had to help churches out in the past. Churches do tend to believe they can kind of get away with anything. Not all churches, but many of the churches feel like they can get away with it because they're on a mission from God. Well, it doesn't work that way. God even tells you to follow the laws of the land. Right? So you do the right thing. You get the permits. You look for the variances, even if they're temporary. Right? If you're going to bring people in like that, I'm sure this trailer is another thing you can bring in for bathroom usage, for showers and all that stuff. Right? Anyway, so the state can't have it 12 ways. They can't sit that on one side and, you know, they want help. Or since they just want to keep taking your tax money and making believe like they're taking care of it, that they're fixing it. I mean, heck, go look at San Francisco, Los Angeles, and a few other places. Right? Yeah, they're fixing it all right. And truly, I don't know. I don't know if you... It's funny. So these people can be out on the street and they don't remove them. But if they set up the tents and what have you on the grounds of the church, they have to be removed. Yeah. So does the zoning law extend to the sidewalks? I don't get it. No, come on. I'm somewhat being funny, but not very funny, but somewhat being funny, saying, look, if you want to help the people, you don't. And if the church is willing to take some of the pressure off, let them. Or any other group, for that matter. Right? Local mosque wants to take them on, a local synagogue, whatever. I don't know what atheists have. Local playground? I don't know. Hispanic group hits Newsom for hiring too many white people. We're back to this. I still say one of the best things you could do on an application for employment, for school, or anything else, do not put down the color. Do not put down any of that stuff. Just give them a number. Right? I put my application in. I ripped the top off. Okay, I got a little number there that's what I use. They got a way to get a hold of me. Maybe they issue me an email address that just has a number at. That way, the best person for the job will be chosen every time. Now, Governor Newsom was criticized by a Hispanic advocacy group for not making diversity enough of his priority for his appointments. Well, maybe we should be making sure that he's appointing the best person for the job. If you look around him, you look at the hires around him, forget the appointments for a minute, but look at employment up at the State House, it's not an issue. There's a very large Hispanic population in the Sacramento State House. good, bad, or indifferent. It's just what it is. España's Organized for Political Equity, or Equality, or what they call themselves is HOPE. They released a new report analyzing the demographic data of Newsom's 480 appointments to the boards, to commissions, to agencies, to task forces. Over the past 12 months, the group found that half of the people he appointed, 52%, were white. So what? Well, what if they were more qualified? What if they were black? Would the Hispanic group still have a problem? I mean, I wish they would be honest about it. Any group. Honest enough to say, look, we want more Hispanics. End of discussion. Don't really care about the black, Asian, white population. At least it'd be more, easier to take them more seriously. Our findings are clear. The rich diversity of California's population is not reflected in the demographic makeup of the board members and commissioners appointed. Okay. More Asians? Large Asian population. Right? I mean, what do you want? And do you hire somebody that's second best? Or do you want the first best? I mean, I'd like them to say it out in the open. You want me to go through the whole list of black applicants? Take the best one. Or best two or three, whatever. Same thing with Latino. Same thing with Asian American and Pacific. Right? Native American. Whatever. Take the top three from all those groups. And they go through the resume. Whoever's the most qualified, or even at that point, are you suggesting I throw away the white applications? Is that what you're saying? Kind of discriminatory, too, is it not? Reports show that 70% of appointments went to Latinos, 11% to blacks, 8.5% to Asian American Pacific Islanders, 2% to Native Americans, and 8% of the appointments, racial background was unknown. Good, just the way it should be. No reason for you to know the racial. Now listen, if you're putting somebody in a position in a heavy Latino neighborhood, then it only makes sense, doesn't it? Then that's exactly what you want. Because they'll understand the community, they'll understand the neighborhood. Joe Bettini, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Basile, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. We're talking about the Hispanic group coming after Governor Newsom for not hiring enough Hispanics. You know, it's a position you really have a hard time. Think about it. You got the black community at you coming at you for not hiring enough blacks. You got the Asian community coming at you for not hiring enough Asians. You got the Latino community for you not hiring enough Latinos. How about we just hire the right person for the job? If they happen to be black, if they happen to be Latino. Look, I tell you what, if the majority of them were black, but they were the best people for the jobs, I don't care. You're not gonna get a letter from me. I assure you, you're not going to get a letter from true conservative Republicans. As long as you're hiring the right person for the job. Same thing, I don't care if you hire Latinos or Asians or Native Americans. Nobody cares. As long as they're truly the right person for the job. And look at what's happened as of late. Look at the damage that's been done to some people in the black community because some of these hires that have been made because of DEI, and they turn out to be disastrous. not kind of, sort of. They disastrous, period. Again, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, let's hire. Do you want the right, we talked about this the other day, do you want the right person for the job when you get on the plane, or do you want a DEI hire? Got to ask. Support among Latinos for Donald Trump is, like, skyrocketing. The Democrats are in trouble. I mean, seriously, same thing in the black community. Skyrocketing. Right? Anywhere from 5 to 9% in the different communities in the different areas. And I don't think Trump, I'm not sure, I don't think Trump went out looking for Hispanics to hire. Last I checked, he was simply hiring the best, trying to hire the best person for the job. Didn't always work out, and he may have let them go too fast. Look, I'm not gonna stick up for a guy that, you know, walks in the door and says you're fired. I mean, you know people like that. Doesn't work out well. You're constantly in the state of finding somebody to replace them, right? 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, I don't have the full story on this, but I got at least a starting one. For those of you who don't live in California, you know, California doesn't have enough dams to catch the water. These massive rains that we've had over the last few years, we've really not caught much of that water. We've not really got it in our reservoirs to be able to use and have, and everybody's scratching their head trying to figure out why. Well, it's because Newsom refuses to build new dams. We've had decades of raising taxes, collecting taxes to rebuild, you know, water structures, waterways, and dams. And we don't do a damn thing. Get it? See what I did there? We don't do anything to build those dams in California. And now he's actually talking about tearing down some more dams to restore salmon runs. Because it's much more important to have salmon runs, right, than water to humans. And what I love about all this, frankly and honestly, is once all the humans are extinct, because we don't have water and food, who's going to take care of the salmon? Really? 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do appreciate your time with me. Appreciate your time that you listen to me on the air, you're sending me texts and tweets and being involved. All right, here's the laugh of the day. You ready for the laugh of the day? Take a listen. You know this won't work because it never does the first time. Take a listen.
Have you done everything you can do with executive authority? Or is there more you could do?
I've done all I can do. Just give me the power. I've asked for the very day I got in office. Give me the border control. Give me the people. Give me the people to judge. Give me the people who can stop this and make it worse for us.
He did everything he could do. He spent like $1 billion... in Ukraine. He wants judges. They did give him more judges. They gave him more money. But he doesn't use it to shore up the border. He wants control of the border patrol people. No. Just tell him what you want him to do. Put out there. Work together with Texas and the other border states to make a difference, to shore it up. But he won't do it. He wants total control. Give him the power to shut down the border. He has the power. Maybe he doesn't look it. Maybe he really doesn't know he's president. Right? I love that, by the way. Somebody in the chat room says, hey, let the bears take care of the salmon. You're right. It's exactly the way it should be. But really, in all seriousness, people, he has the power to shut the borders. What's the problem? You know, he wants to judge you. Look, here's the deal. If you actually adhered to the law, you wouldn't be having this problem. The majority of those people would almost be sent back immediately. They have no business being here. Right? They apply for asylum from where? Most of them, you don't even know who they are. And how do they show up here with all that walking? You've got to ask the question. Remember, they're dirt poor people. They're coming from oppressed countries. And yet they show up here with brand new sneakers, brand new smartphones, new clothes, clean clothes. New clothes, backpacks, all kinds of stuff. You sit there and go, where did you get that? I mean, did I miss something here? I mean, is there like a McDonald's along the way in these areas that they can go to and get food for free? Because they can't have any money. I'd love to hear how that works. All right, back to this one, because this is my favorite. One of my favorite, anyway. The outrage about the Columbus Day Veterans Day is starting to heat up. A Connecticut school board, whether they tee off a bunch of people, sparked outrage after voting to remove two federal holidays from the academic calendar. Students do not have Columbus Day or Veterans Day off during the 2024-2025 school year. Now, the vote was 5-3. And they claim the reason behind this, or the reason for this, is the 181-day calendar lasted too long, and that making it shorter would be better educationally for our students, right? Because it's always better to do less education than more. I got that. We're good. But here's the deal. They kill those 2 days. If you think about it, we wouldn't even be here, really, if it wasn't for Columbus to a big degree. But we'll skip that. We'll move past the Paisan here, all right? Veterans Day? You really chose Veterans Day? I mean, in all sincerity, you wouldn't be having your job as a teacher. You wouldn't be having your job as a school board member if these people weren't shoring up the Constitution, weren't fighting for your freedoms, weren't fighting for your rights. Every American owes a debt of gratitude to our wonderful veterans. If you can't get past Columbus, all right, push it aside for now. But to take it off? Are you for real? They suggested eliminating a few other holidays, too. But it's amazing. Just go after those two. They left two Islamic holy days or holidays on the calendar. You have to sit there and scratch your head and go, okay, so the religious holidays made it on there, which has always been a challenge for school boards, the quote-unquote religious holidays. And yet we have to remove Veterans Day. I hope you guys are seeing this. I hope you're paying attention to this. And some of you that sit there as veterans that are hardcore Dems, and you're blowing this off, you can't tell me it doesn't bother you. I will not believe it. Right? You know, some people say, hey, look, you know, Columbus was a bad thing. We need to, no, we don't need to forget it. Bad, good, bad, or indifferent. He found the place. There is a history. He's part of the history. Whether you like it or not, he's part of the history. Right? A lot of bad things happened in this country after the discovery. We don't have to whitewash it. Right? I mean, after Columbus discovered America, there is a negative history there. It should be taught. Nobody ever said it shouldn't be. But it's a slap in the face of the Italian community and our veterans. You know, I talked about this in another show this morning where you go look up who was the largest group to volunteer for the Army, or volunteer for military, I should say, in World War II. It was the Italians. And not because they're any better than you or any other group. I remember my grandfather, my dad, my uncles talking to me about it, and the thing behind them was they came to this country for the freedoms they didn't have in Italy. They came to this country to escape fascism. Although, truth be... God, my mom's listening, she'll kill me. Truth be told, my grandfather, my dad's mom, went back to Italy. He loved fascism. He did not like this country. He left. So be it. That was his choice. He missed out on a lot. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. Brad Dinkins joins us next hour. Pacific Justice Institute. A lot to talk about with him. We'll be back in just a little bit. Store.